Welcome to the Great Awakening Ministry. I am Minister and Yogini Joanne Lee. And on this week's show, we have Elena Alais. Elena is a crystal healer, writer, and an intuitive tarot reader. She is also the author of Crystals for Your Inner Goddess, a book that is all about crystals and connecting with the divine goddess within us. When Elena isn't writing or working with crystals, she expresses her inner goddess through pole dancing and tarot. In this show, we discuss the healing power of crystals and tarot. Elena tells us how they fit together, what intuitive tarot is, and how the tarot cards can give us answers to improve our situation.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Elena, welcome back again to the Great Awakening Show.
Welcome. I'm so happy to be here again.
Lovely, 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 lovely. All about tarot and crystals today. So I just wanted to just give our audience a little bit of insight into what tarot is, you know, because tarot is an amazing tool for introspection, divination, and spiritual psychological insights. It is a picture, isn't it? It's a picture of one's subconsciousness, you know, because when we lay and we put our energy into the tarot, that subconsciousness gives it back, and it's a mirror for us to understand our potential outcomes and have guidance. And it's made up of the major arcana, which are 22 cards, represent significant life spiritual lessons and karmic influences. And then we've got the minor arcana, which are 56 cards, and they are divided into the suits. They're divided into the wands, which are fire, the cups, which are water, the swords, which are air, and the coins, which are pentacles, and they represent our daily trials and emotions. And I just want to say that I've been into tarot since I was like 17 years old.
Wow. Yeah. That's way longer than me.
I know. It's a long, long time. But also, tarot have helped me in my life. And the tarot has been like a trusted friend that I go to in times of wanting, you know, guidance and deep insights. So that's just what I've got out of tarot. How have tarot helped you?
Well, the same for me as well. It's been like a really good friend. Like basically when I feel that I need some extra guidance or support or just like inspiration, I always turn to tarot, and it never fails. Like it always gives some kind of support, or perhaps even just like this feeling of consolation, or like being like there's some kind of like a friend you can always lean on.
Yeah, it's like it gives you that reassurance, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Because it is a mirror. It's our subconscious, and we're putting our energy into it. It's our subconscious, our higher self, giving us the reassurance and the answers, and you know, the recognition to keep going on this path. It's okay. You know, it's just, it's so, I just love it, and it's really helped me a lot.
Yes, because that's so true. It's like the guidance doesn't come from outside, because as you said, it's our own energy that kind of gives this reflection of our current energies.
Yeah.
So,
and I find, you know, it's not so, it's, you know, it's, you know, it's always around us at this moment, you know, around us. And it can help us to say, yes, you're on the right path, or maybe you need to just change this a little bit, you know.
Yes.
And it's really helped me so much. And I still, you know, do the tarot all the time, and listen to my favorite tarot. Yeah, I do it for myself, but also, you know, I've got a few tarot ladies that I listen to as well, which is so important, you know. I just think at this time, to tap into that is beautiful, isn't it?
Yes.
And tell us first of all, about, because I know that we did all about crystals last time, and I know that crystals are a tool for healing, but how did crystals and tarot fit together?
I think they fit together perfectly because, like, I feel that using crystals in my own tarot reading, it's like they enhance these energies of the reading because crystals have such pure and uplifting energies. So it's like they give this extra power to tarot readings. They kind of like, yeah, they give this sense of clarity and high vibrational energy to the whole reading.
So when you do your you lay out your tarot, do you use specific crystals?
Yeah, I lay them near the tarot cards. It's like this kind of combination of both. So
And that's beautiful. And then it enhances it, doesn't it? And it
yes.
enhances the answer, the
Yes.
mirror. The mirror, it gives you more
Exactly.
clarity. Beautiful. That's
Yes, that's also because crystals have this power to magnify the energies around them. So it's like they can kind of like yeah, they can magnify the messages or the energies of tarot cards.
So that's beautiful. And are there specific crystals that help with that more?
Well, like the most popular ones, amethyst, clear quartz, they're always very like safe ones to go to because they have such pure and high vibrational energy that you can never go wrong with those, like rose quartz,
Yes.
citrine or black tourmaline or something like that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's beautiful. Because the black tourmaline, that really is
Yeah.
beautiful, because that cleanses the negative energy, doesn't it, away.
Yes.
And I just want to say as well, in the tarot, people might feel a little bit apprehensive about it, but there's nothing to be scared of. Even if you get the death card, it just means the end of some situation in your life, and
Exactly,
the beginning of the new, doesn't it?
exactly. It's like it can just mean like transformation and just like closing out the cycle. Yeah, that's what I would that's what I would like explain it, that it's not something to be afraid of. It's just
And
like
even like the Nine of Swords, with the man with all the swords in his back, the
yeah.
swords actually represent our thoughts. It's
Yes.
air
Yes.
energy, it's our thoughts. So, maybe that means to me that you're having negative self-talk. You're in that neg you know
Yes.
you're in that negative place of talking negatively to yourself, destructive negative thoughts. It doesn't mean anything.
Yes.
It doesn't mean like a physical thing. It's all energy, isn't it? Emotions and
Yes, and like, yeah, overthinking and trapped in our own minds, yeah. So it's just, yeah, it's never like so. Tarot is always a reflection of our own energies. So,
That's why it's so powerful,
yeah.
and it empowers us, because when you realize that it is a mirror and a reflection of our own subconsciousness, that's powerful, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, because then if we change something, it changes the whole outcome, like
That's right, because
yeah.
that's what, change your inner
Yeah.
to change the outer. That's how it all
Yes.
begins, doesn't it?
Yes.
Fantastic. And please tell us, because please tell us, how does intuitive tarot differ from traditional tarot?
Well, traditional tarot readers, tend to follow these guidelines to explain the messages of tarot cards. But like
And read, they read from a book.
exactly.
Yeah.
Intuitive tarot readers like me, we tend to follow our own intuition. Like I just look at the cards, then I get some kind of vision, or like I use my own intuition to interpret the meaning of the cards. I just look at them and I feel something like, yeah, I might get a vision or something from that, like, has association with these specific cards.
That's
And
right.
then I, yeah.
It could be a vision, you know, or it
Yeah.
could be a feeling, or it could be an
Yes.
emotion, you know,
Yes.
or even you know, the words that come into our being, you know,
Yes.
all different ways, isn't it, for our intuition, with this divine intelligence to come in to give us that interpretation. That is beautiful. And that's where I think people need to do that more.
Yes.
But with their intuition, you know.
Yes, exactly, because that's actually, for me, it has given such a huge boost to my own intuitive powers, because the more you start to like unlock your intuition, the stronger it becomes. And then like you just look at the cards and you always see something. Like you just need to have this really open mind, believe in your own intuition.
That's right. And you know, make space for that as well. That's why it's so important to come out of the crazy thinking monkey mind, you know, because you can't receive that intuition, that divine intelligence when, you know, you have to have that, you know, prayer, contemplation, meditation is so
Exactly.
important to silence the mind for us to receive that divine you know, intuition. From our higher self, we have to make that space for us to receive it, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's just, and then believing in it, you know, believing in that small voice that comes in, you know. Recently, I go through my day, I do my meditations and I do my prayers and my yoga and everything, but then, and my visualizations, but then I ask. I'm always having conversations with my higher self, which is God, because we are God, yeah,
Yes.
part of us, that divine self. And then it will always come in quick now. You know, it's like having that quicker, and that is the truth, that you're having a conversation with your higher self, which is all oneness anyway. But you know, until we get to that point where you know, we're completely happy with being one with that, then it's a conversation, isn't it? You know.
So true, yes.
And to me, your intuition, because you know, it can be then that self-talk that comes in. It can sometimes be the ego, which is the false self, which I call, you know, the devil, the wrong, the negative,
Yes.
or the true self, the righteousness, your true intuition. You know, that's the God, you know, self, isn't it?
Yes.
So we need to listen to that one.
Yes, or even like maybe before a tarot reading, we can do a like set an intention, like ask the support of the divine or like our angels, spirit guides to give us clear messages that come from like higher source.
Exactly. Whenever I do them, I hold them to my heart and I ask the divine, I ask my spirit team, spiritual team and my angels, you know, to, yeah, exactly as you said, to be a pure channel and to give me only the most beautiful, you know, higher vibrational, you know, answers
Yes.
and intuition. That's really important. Yeah, that's lovely. So we all love tarot. Well, we do. Lots of people do.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
But people who go to, you know, tarot readers are often going through difficult situations, and they're seeking a solution, aren't they?
Yes.
So, can tarot give answers to improving our situations?
Yes. So, tarot, it's in human nature to want answers. We all want to feel that we are in control of our lives. It's like this, it's very human thing to want specific answers and solutions. But tarot, as you also said, it gives the potential outcome. It can only give this reflection of the current situation and the potential outcome, because the outcome is never set in stone. We are the ones who create our own lives, and this means that every little change we make changes the outcome. So it's tarot can give us guidance as to what's the best course of action to take in our situation. It can kind of guide us or give us inspiration or just support in our situation. But not it can't predict our future or anything.
Yes, because we have free will.
Exactly.
And we may, with our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions, stop that flow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is the negative, you know, going into the destructive thoughts, feelings, and actions, because we're stopping. We want to sometimes be so much in control that we stop it. We stop the flow. We
exactly.
have to sit back and allow it, you know, to happen and not get in our way, because sometimes we do get in our way, don't we?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and it's so that's where you're so right. It's we have free will, so it doesn't really predict the future.
Yes, I think that's where so many people might get it wrong. They expect tarot to give them to solve their problems or to give them this really, really concrete answers to their issues and problems, but it can never do that. It's just it's not supposed to. I mean, it's a good thing that we are the ones who create our own lives. Otherwise we would just be powerless.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It would take our power away. To do that.
Yes, exactly.
But that's how it empowers us and gives us encouragement.
Yes.
Yes, do that. You know, you're going on the right path. You know, it's coming. You know, what you've been working on, your manifestation. You know, it's nearly here. You know, keep persevering, keep
Yes.
going. You know, this is how, because you know, manifestation is you know, okay, focusing on it with love and imagining in that we're already living it, but
Yes.
also it's taking action upon it.
Yes, so true.
And that's why, you know, that's where our free will comes in, because we must take action to bring that into form.
Yes, and allow things to just unfold. Sometimes it's even better to just like not do anything. Sometimes it's better. That's like really depends on the situation, like, 'cause sometimes tarot can give you the guidance to not do anything in your situation. Just
That's
like
right.
observe, like
Sit back and be the observer, you know,
exactly.
and don't do anything that may make it, you know, that might stop the flow.
Yes, like not to force things, like not to, yeah.
And it's our belief, you know, shall bring it forth. It's all about the belief that we have in that. Yes, it's beautiful. And so and what about love related questions?
So it seems that nowadays, like in
See, is it for
social
money,
media,
money or
so
love? Yeah.
exactly, social media is so heavily focused on like love related tarot readings, and it's for a reason, I guess. Like people, like we all have this, we all care about love and relationships, like no matter our age or where we come from, it's this one topic that unites us all over the world.
Exactly.
But here also, I think we have to be really mindful. Like, tarot cannot tell us if we are meant to be together with someone, or if we should stay in a relationship or leave it. This is up to us, because it's tarot can only, again, it can only guide us in a certain direction, like, or confirm that we are on the right path, but it's like it can't really say if we are meant to be with someone.
Exactly.
It's
Exactly. It can give us
yes
guidance, you know.
yes
Give us guidance, because when the major, you know, arcana, some of them, you know, they can be people in our lives, can't they? Kings
Yes,
and
yeah.
queens, you know, and pages and knights, you know what I mean? They can
Yes.
sometimes refer to that. But yeah, no, it's always up to us, our free will. It's always up to us. We can't leave it up to the tarot. It's very important. And also, for me, I do ceremonies on the full moon and the new moon, and I think it's a really beautiful time to use the crystals, yeah, and do the tarot
Yes.
on them times, because the full moon is really good for releasing. It's the end of the cycle. It's the culmination of what you asked for in the last new moon. You know, it's a culmination of that lunar moon to moon cycle. And then the new moon is setting new intentions for
Exactly,
you, the new
yes.
moon, the new, isn't it? So I just think that I find when I've done that beautiful ceremony and things, and I pull the tarot cards, then they become more powerful because you've invoked that energy.
Exactly. Yes. Every full moon I do like special tarot readings for myself, as well as like I now actually I do tarot readings on my social media for everyone to see. So
Lovely.
yes, if you like those who are interested, just follow me on Facebook at Crystal Poems, or Instagram at Elina Lies.
To have that. Do you do Are they, is it a weekly ones?
No, actually
Daily.
daily. I know post daily
That's
tarot
really
readings
good.
for everyone to see for free, like,
Yeah. That's really important, to give that energy out, for the collective, because we all need that guidance and we're all looking, for that. And if you can't, if you're not too sure about laying down or pulling cards for yourself, that's when it's really important to come to a lovely lady, like yourself, to give you that insight, for the day, which really helps so many people.
Yes, true. Like I've been getting really good feedback. It's like it seems that people appreciate this intuitive tarot reading just as much as the traditional one, because this is like di very different. Like those. I guess there's something for everyone, but the intuitive tarot reading is more like maybe more like spiritual or more like it's not so rational. It's for those who like more creative kind of creative outlet or
Yeah, and about the spiritual, the spiritual awakening that we're all going through, definitely it's a time of that, isn't it? It really truly is, yeah. But people, they should never be scared or worried, about tarot cards. I know that some people think it's the occult, and I mean, some people think that yoga is like, bad. But it's not some, religions say it's not. No, it's just a picture book. It's just a mirror of your soul. And what you put in, you will receive back. And, look at the I Ching. The I Ching is another way. Yeah. It's the Chinese, ancient Chinese way of divination, isn't it? There's so many different tools. The dowsing rods are another ancient way, of asking the spirit, for answers, because this is another thing. We have our guardian angels and our spirit guides around us, and all the time, they are always here for us. They are just, a breath, a thought, a feeling away. They are our passed on loved ones. They are our ancestors. They are always here, and that's where they help us. They are part of our soul group, and they help us and guide us all the time. And that's why, it's really good to invoke them before, before you do your tarot.
So true, yes.
Because then they can, if you don't believe in them, they can't come in and assist you. You must have a connection with them, talk to them in the way that I do to get that, because it's all part of, there's only one soul. We're all part of the one. Our higher self, there's no separation. It's all one. So we're talking to our higher self, which is part of God, which is part of, all the angels and all the spirit guides are always, cheering us on and giving us guidance. And that comes through the tarot sometimes. It can come through walking in nature, with butterflies, the synchronicities in our lives. If you're open to it, and you still yourself and you calm your mind, then you walk in awareness, then you'll get these signs.
Yes, and that's also how crystals and tarot are very similar. Like crystals also can give this guidance and like they can give energetic support and guidance. So like angel numbers or whatever, it's all the same. Like
It
crystals also have that you can turn to them for comfort and guidance and inspiration.
exactly. And them angel numbers, they're always coming. They're always coming, if you're aware. And you should be remember what you was feeling and thinking just before that, and then suddenly you look and it's like, whoa. And that's the way that they communicate with you. Yeah. Yeah, it's powerful. So there's all these different ways, but crystals and tarot for me are the one of the strong two of the strongest ways for it to come, isn't it?
Yes.
So beautiful, so lovely. Yes, the tarot is ancient, is it not?
Yeah, definitely, yes. But nowadays there's so many like new cards. Like the way these cards are made are nowadays like there's something for everyone. Like they're really beautiful. The design is really beautiful, and that's another thing. Like you can just even if you look at the cards, they're so beautiful nowadays that you just get this really good this boost of good energy for your day. Like
That's it. That's
and so yeah, and some of them are very artistic, and like the images are very like this kind of creative, like peaceful or
inspirational.
inspirational, yes.
Yeah, because you've got the traditional tarot cards, but then you've got the oracle card.
Yes, exactly.
You
Yes.
know, or the divination cards,
Yes.
the angel cards, you know, the archangel Michael cards, and there's so many different ones. So really, you know, wherever you feel is good, you can have, you know, there's many different, there's tarot cards for every individual person, isn't there?
Yes.
Yes.
Even like wild animals, like a mystical forest,
That's
whatever.
right. That's right. And the ancient spirit guides, our spirit guides, our
Yes.
ancestors, oracle cards, you know, there's so many. And I think that they all give you different, you know, the ones with Jesus and Mary Magdalene, and
Yes.
they're really beautiful. They're really beautiful. And you know, you're always tapping in to their energy, you know, calling
Yes.
upon the you know, the avatars, the guided masters that are here helping our realm. You know, it's just you're tapping into that. So it's just making yourself available for that energy.
Yes.
So yeah,
Yes.
beautiful. Making yourself available for that energy. Wow, that's so lovely.
The station that makes you feel good.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So let's do a little let's do and let's pull three tarot cards, Eleanor, but let's just do a little clearing of the energy first. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, you take us through that, Eleanor. Thank you.
So we should set an intention. I will ask my spirit guides and guardian angels to give only messages that come from the highest source that are of love and light. So please give us messages that come from the source and guide us on our journey, and let only high vibrational guidance come through everything that is from love and light.
To
No, I already shuffled there. So I have this Japanese anime tarot deck. This is my first one. I thought I'd use that one.
Wow.
Okay, I will pull three cards. The first one, Ten of Swords. It shows that there has been some kind of a heartache, some kind of an ending, perhaps, like something heartbreaking.
Is that the ten of swords?
Yes,
Yes,
yes.
but it looks really, really, really traumatic. But this is the end because it's the ten.
Yes.
Because in numerology, it begins with the one, so it's the end of a difficult situation.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So it means that this one cycle or situation is now completed, and we are stepping into a new energy. So the next card is actually Two of Cups. So this is like a soulmate connection. So this means like a very deep soul bond. So we are from this heartbreak or perhaps a brutal breakup or something, we are actually stepping into a brand new chapter, which is very soulful, deep soulful connections,
And
it
it
seems.
can be a partnership, can't it? It doesn't
Yes,
have to be love. It can be a
definitely.
business partnership or something
Yeah,
that you're coming.
yes. Yeah, it doesn't have to be just like romantic. It can be like our soul family, like we are connecting with our soul tribe. We are attracting our soulmates into our lives.
That's it.
And if it is romantic, there is this red string connecting on this tarot card image. There is this red string connecting the two
Beautiful.
lovers together. So this tells me that the connection is like fated. It's like very deep soul connection that's like transcends time and space.
Beautiful.
Yes. So it's something that we can't miss. It will come in divine timing
That's
when
right. It's
it
always divine timing, Eleanor. We can't fasten up anything.
And so the last card is King of Cups.
Wow.
So this really like confirms the last card. It tells me that there is there's two ways now. It could be our own energy, or it could be this other person who is coming into our life. But in any case, this energy is very like very open-hearted, very soulful, very open to giving and receiving.
And
Also, yeah.
their emotions,
Yes,
powerful
exactly.
emotions, aren't
Like
they?
emotionally available and very loyal, trustworthy. So if it's another person who is coming into our life, it seems that we can trust this person because They are holding this cup in their hands. It seems it's like a cup of love, perhaps, maybe something else, but they want to offer us a cup. So it could be, mean some kind of offer, like an emotional offer.
Yes, that makes your heart overflow with joy.
It's something that will definitely make us feel very like blissful and joyful, and just like very, it seems to be a very harmonious and committed, loyal relationship that's entering our life.
That is so beautiful. And that's today. But remember, time is, there is no such thing as time. There's only the now.
Exactly.
So whenever you're tuning into this beautiful show, you can take that from this moment.
And also, like, it could already be in our lives. Like, it could just mean that we already are in this kind of relationship. Like, it could be a reflection of our current situation that we already are in this divine soul union.
Yes.
And
Or they do say that it can take, like, tarot is normally like, then I'm going to go to the next 6 months. Right. The current situation means the next 6 months of life, don't they?
Yes,
That's what
exactly.
they say. Wow, that was so beautiful.
Actually, yes, because like it's not very often that these really like love cards come out in tarot readings, and it's very like
And
very special
it
to
is
have.
because the first one was the not was the Ten of
Brutal,
Swords, one of the
brutal,
worst
isn't
cards, are getting
it?
over. You've just been through that awful situation and it's the end of that situation. And now the partnership, the Two of Cups, bringing that beautiful, it can even mean the partnership of yourself with your true self. That's what that means. And then it's like the King of Cups bringing in that wonderful emotional gift.
And also, like the both cards have, it's like from it's the cups energy. Like the cups means emotions, so it's an overflow of emotional fulfillment,
Yes.
overflow of joy, bliss, harmony,
Yes.
true love.
Yes. After the bad ending. Oh, that was so lovely. That was really, really wonderful, really beautiful. And well, I just want to say thank you so much, Eleanor, for doing your beautiful online everyday tarot. That is so lovely to do that for people. Just giving them that little bit of inspiration, that little bit of guidance, and that little bit of, reassurance for the day.
Yes, thank you. And again, those who are interested, just follow me on Facebook at Crystal Poems or Instagram at Elena Allais.
Lovely, lovely.
And you can see all those readings I post daily.
Yeah, that's really wonderful. Well, Eleanor, thank you for your insights into the tarot and the crystals. And thank you so much for being on the Great Awakening Show.
Thank you, Joanne. It was lovely.